This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. It's a Thursday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony. He will be around just about 8 o'clock or so. Check us out live video. We like it, 937thefan.com. You like it too. And we are there at 937thefan.com. Click the watch live link. It's right at the top. Go to our YouTube page as well. And go ahead and subscribe so you don't have to do that every single day. It'll be delivered to you. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Yeah, I'm once both excited for what we have coming up. And also, it was a day yesterday. It was a day. I was telling you before we came on, some dude in a work truck just, I had my car parked in the street, just absolutely obliterated it.
Yeah, let's go over that because I've got something that we might get to, we might not. It's evergreen. We can save it for tomorrow if need be. But so let's go through what happened.
So we have the last year when we were working from home during the pandemic, and you could hear all the drilling and sawing and noises as I worked from my basement. That very same contractor, great guy named Chris, he is back at our house doing some work. Right, he's building out like a little office slash studio for me in the basement, and he comes and goes all the time to get materials and stuff that he needs. And so we have not been parking in the driveway during the day, right? We're just parking our cars in the street. No big deal. Residential street, you get maybe like two cars an hour during the day. And they're usually just prime vans, right? Delivering and FedEx and UPS. So I parked my car in the street yesterday when I got home from work. Didn't think anything of it. It was having a good day, you know? Got the Peloton in, went for a nice little walk, brisk walk around the neighborhood because it was nice out and the sun was shining. I'm trying to look like Ron Cook in my later years, if I can pull that off. And I come back from the walk, and I'm like, you know, I should pull the car into the driveway. I really just because I don't want to have to do it later. But I thought, contractor might be back. I don't see his truck in the driveway now, but he might be back later. So I'll leave the car out of the way. About an hour later, I'm sitting in the kitchen, doing some work, you know, previewing stuff for the playoff games. Just had the previous night's Pens game on in the background because I had kind of dozed in and out while I was actually watching it live. And I just hear outside, boom! And I go, the hell? And for some reason, my heart immediately sank. And for some reason, I just knew somebody had hit the car. So I run outside, and I walk out there, just still in my socks. And lo and behold, some work truck. There was a roofing company in the neighborhood, I guess, doing work. Just absolutely sideswiped the entire side of my car.
The guy just stopped, though?
They did. No, they stopped. Huh. And we exchanged information and all that, you know, and took the car up to Bowser Collision on 51. So it'll get worked on. Hopefully it's not totaled. But like, you know, the gas cap's hanging off and the fender's just obliterated. I mean, I don't know.
Did it need to be towed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't trying to drive it anywhere. So we called for the tow truck. Tow truck comes. We go to the, like I said, Bowser and drop it off. And there's the rental car place right next to it. So I'm currently driving a very exciting Hyundai Kona, driving that around. But it was just, was having a good day. And then all of a sudden your car gets smashed up.
Yeah, that's not good. And here, well, at least you weren't in it.
Here's the thing that kind of did annoy me, though. And you're absolutely right. The thing that kind of annoyed me, and look, this is why you have insurance, right? So the car will get fixed or taken care of or whatever has to happen will happen. And again, that's why you have insurance. The thing that kind of annoyed me is it was about 20 minutes before my daughter gets off the bus and the middle school bus stops like right outside our house. So what had happened if this, and I hate to be that guy and immediately elevate it to like the nth degree. But it's a good thing it was a parked car and not a kid walking down the street. Like, pay attention
what
when you're driving through a residential neighborhood.
All right, now I have questions. Like, what did the police come and talk to the guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They talked to all of us.
And what did the guy say?
He said there was a car coming the opposite direction down our street and that he had to, I guess, swerve to avoid it.
Okay. So, is that plausible?
It's plausible, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, did the guy have up-to-date insurance and all
of
that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was all good. License and registration. And
was his car drivable?
Yeah, it's a big old roofing truck, you know?
Man.
So it's built to carry. It's got ladders all over it and stuff. You know, it's pretty well-built pickup truck. I didn't look at the front fender of his car to see if there was any damage, to be quite honest, because I was more worried about trying to get my car taken care of.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah, I mean, it was just... Like I said, I'm glad it was a parked car, my parked car in this case. Oh, well, a parked car and not a kid walking down the street getting off the bus.
Yeah, no good. No good. It is what it is. Do you have the new car smell in the rental car, the
loaner? A little bit. Yeah. You know, it's only got like, I got in this morning and I realized it's only got like 38 miles or something on it.
Yeah.
So it's brand new. But it doesn't have the heated seats. These are first world problems. Total first world problems. I don't have heated seats in my loaner car, and it's disappointing.
Yeah, the heated seats are clutch. I will say this, and I wonder if people... I think people may be with me.
If you fart in those heated seats, you don't want to do that. It explodes.
The heated seat. I love the heated seats. The heated seats are such a great option. The heated seats, though, you got to be... They need to have... This is the newest technology that needs to be out. They have 1, 2, and 3 in a lot of them. They need 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, and then 3. They need 5 settings.
More settings, yeah, variations.
Because the distance between them is a lot of heat. It is like, I don't even know the degrees. It'll be like, you know, 52 degrees and then 65 degrees and then 73. And then,
or you get
80,
the ones that are just
190 is the last one.
Or you get the ones that are just on and off.
Yeah, right.
And it's boiling or absolutely nothing. No, I'm with you.
There needs to be a little bit more variation on the heated seats. That's a double to the nth degree first world complaint. Yeah. It's not just a complaint that you have heated seats. You're complaining about them. It is the variation on them. They actually should have a toggle. You want to get, you could go all the way to, and probably in some luxury cars they do.
It should be a dial, right?
No, they should have one where it just has a number where it comes out, like how many degrees you want it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all the way to high, HI.
Like the same way you set your heat these days, right? You can put it on 68 or you can put it on 88 and just roast your face off.
There is a progression of me driving to work. There's the 3-dot heated seats, which I start with.
Okay.
I make it to about the end of my street and then I turn, I get to the first stop sign at the top of the hill. Then it goes to 2.
Oh, that quickly?
Yeah, real quickly, because I have a heavy like jacket on.
Okay.
Then I make it to Route 8, and I make a right. And as I'm going past the turnpike, or maybe dip down and make it to where it used to be Clean Town, now it's a new car wash, it goes to 1.
Oh, that quickly, too?
Yeah.
You're all the way down to 1 that fast.
It's to 1, yes. Huh. At that time when it goes to 1... It also, the heater goes from all the way to about 3/4,
uh-huh.
And I knock it down how much it's blowing on.
Sure, sure.
Then once I reach, it stays on 1 for a long time, the heated seat does, all the way probably to Jack Sullivan, what used to be Jack Sullivan Chevrolet, Hunt's Tavern, all the way to May West Bend right there into Etna. There, I make the decision on if it's above 25, 30 degrees, a lot of times the heated seat goes off. If it's below, the heated seat stays on 1 all the way, duration of my commute. But then I knock the heater down all the time, unless it's freezing, like 0 degrees. The heater goes on just a tick or so above, like, where the hot meets the cold.
Yeah.
I just like that air blowing on me.
Okay.
I do not like it hot in my car.
See,
I'll throw up if it's too hot.
I will... I'm stupid with the heated seats when I have them. I put it on full blast, and I leave it on full blast until I'm, like, almost uncomfortably warm, and then I finally turn it down. Like, you do the smart thing, which is, you know, gradually back off,
yes,
right, as you drive.
Right.
No. I sit there, and I go, oh, man, this is getting way too hot. And then I sit there in it for another 5 minutes for some reason before I finally turn it down. Because I don't know what it is. It's like something in my brain tells me, you have heated seats.
Right.
Enjoy 10 it.
10-minute warning. 10-minute warning.
Oh, thank
World
you.
Premiere. World premiere of Roger Wood's new version of Here We Go, by the way. But anyway, continue. 10-minute warning. In 10 minutes, you will hear the new version of Here
We Go. Wake up the kids.
Yes.
Gather the family around the old radio or
yes.
your Echo or whatever,
wherever
you got your
yes.
Odyssey app and get ready.
But yeah, I do gradually dial it back because I want to drift into my day. I can't. Because it's like if you jump in a cold pool, then the hot pool, I can't do that.
That's the other side of the coin here is when I get out of the car, even just to make the 10-second walk from my car in the parking lot to the front door here, it's like a, what, probably a 40, 50-degree gradient between inside the car and outside the car.
Question from Coach Carl. Great listener. We love Coach Carl, especially on the pre-show. He listens every day. Really, this is a poignant question. This is one that hits me right in the heart. This is a good one, and it's to the heart of the matter. Do you have it on your face or feet only? I do feet only the entire time. Same, because the defroster serves as my face.
Yeah.
I get enough of a bounce there. I can't have it, Carl, hitting my torso and my face. I will vomit right on the dashboard. I can't have the hot air blowing in my face.
That's got to be like the default setting all winter, I feel like.
Yes.
The little wavy lines for the defroster up top and the underneath on the feet down below.
8-minute warning. 8-minute warning.
You're going to do this every 2 minutes?
No, just now. Here We Go. The new Here We Go song by Roger Wood. World premiere coming up at 6 o'clock.
How many times did you listen to it on the way in?
Once. Just once.
Just once?
Just. We have our hands on it. No one else does except for Roger Wood and his son.
Yeah.
Those are the only two people other than us.
I jammed out, I got to be honest, like three times.
I just heard it once. Friermuth is in it.
Yes.
I'll tell you that. But that's all we're giving
away.
That's
all you get.
It's all you get. To the heat, though, the defroster, defroster's such an interesting thing. And how about our kids? They'll never know. Imagine then going back a couple generations where you didn't have a defroster, you didn't have a backup camera,
right.
You didn't have a garage door opener. Man, we got it easy.
I remember we had an old detached garage at the one place we lived at. Right on Churchview Avenue in Baldwin. It was detached, and there was no garage door opener. You literally had to reach down, grab the handle, and pull the garage door up. And if there was a foot of snow, tough. You reach down into the snow and pull the garage door up. If the thing got kind of stuck at the top, tough. Push harder. And garage door opener.
Garage door openers. That's...
Now I get mad if the garage door opener makes a funky noise, right? And I'm like, oh, man, do I have to get this fixed?
Yeah.
First world problems.
A lot of first world problems. Man, I bet if we, you could do a hidden cam, not even hidden cam. You could travel with people. I would watch, this sticks to my point where I'd much rather watch documentaries on mundane stuff than the greatest actors in the world. That's just how I am. I like real things.
Yeah.
I would sit and watch people's habits on how they heat their car. And talk about it. That fascinates me.
Do you think everyone has the same idiosyncrasies
that
we do?
No, they have different idiosyncrasies. That's the whole hook.
Yeah.
Like my man Coach Carl, he's on my wavelength. There are some people I bet that get in, fire on 1,000, and keep it going.
There are the people.
And they can't even hear the radio. I bet there are people that do that all the way to work. And if I sat in there... Again, vomit all over the dashboard if that was me.
There are the people that have to have the heat on but also have to crack the window.
There's that.
My mother-in-law used to be like that. She would have the heat on almost full blast but hated, like you, the heat hitting her in the face. So she had to have the window cracked enough that the cold air would come in from outside.
There are times I do that, I got to feel that cold air. The idiosyncrasies would be fast, at least to me. I'm a different audience. Like, people watch Yellowstone or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch that.
You watch Russian dash cams on YouTube.
1,000 times over before I'd watch Yellowstone. I like real stuff. Real stuff. And that's what I'd watch. Anyway, are we ready? I guess
you ring the bell again. 5-minute warning.
Oh, 5-minute warning. We got the 5-minute warning. We're there, aren't we? 5-minute warning. Yeah. World premiere, Fan Morning Show.
I feel like we
6
need...
6 o'clock, Roger Woods, new version of Here We Go. Here we go. It's coming up, the new one.
I feel like we need those, like, horns you would have in the back of, like, a Pitbull song that...
Oh, yeah.
World premiere.
Yes.
Mr. 412!
Right. Kinda. It's getting there.
About as close as we get.
That is getting there. That's as close as we can get.
Find some of those DJ horns,
no,
Matt.
We're getting there. I like it. All right, here we go. So here we go. Coming up to start this show, this is what you've waited for. People have longed for it. They're writing newspaper stories about it.
Uh-huh.
All of it. It is just absolutely bonkers, and we deliver. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And we've got a big show. Jeff Hathorn, 7:30. Matt Spaeth. You know, Matt Spaeth has been doing a little bit of radio. I heard him last week. He's a phenomenal interview. And we're going to talk to him about Ben retiring. We're going to talk to him about management, about general manager, just about all things Steelers. He's an old Steeler, and he's a great guy. Roger Wood, we're going to have him on at 8:30. What goes into writing this song?
Yeah.
Now, largely, it's a lot of the repeat lyrics, but it's a hell of a song.
Hey, it's got to get updated.
It does have to get updated. He's on at 8:30. Nick Costas at 9. Jeff Capel, 9:30. Big show. Hello.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.